Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. We're holding a Menoches Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph regarding the discussion, if you have something that was replanted, does it still retain the tevel status as before, and it can be called a truma? Says the Gemara, it cannot be, because im ken matzinu truma b'mechubel lakarka. Then you find truma when it's connected to the ground. V'tanan, the Mishnah says, Loi matzinu trumo b'mechubel lakarka. We never have trumo b'mechubel lakarka when it's connected to the ground. Fascinating thing over here. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, a Rishaya Pik, who wrote in additions to the Mesoris Hashas. So Mesoris Hashas on the side would give us what's the sources of everything in the Gemara. Rishaya Pik added to it. Usually we have it in brackets in Mesoris Hashas, comes from Rishaya Pik. So says Rishaya Pik, Lekoitzer daiti. Loyadati letzayin mekoyma. I don't know where it is, but Mishnah of a Braise shemifurish dovarze. Meaning, I don't know the source that the Gemara is quoting. Gemara is quoting a Mishnah that we don't have truma mechub lakarka. I don't know any Mishnah or Braise that says beferish. So in the first year, in the end of the Gemara, the Nemukia Griv and the Mitzpe Eison, they bring two sources. They actually ask on Yushaya Pik, what do you mean there's no source? Here's the source. So one is the Mishnah Trumas Perek Aleph Mishnah. There the Mishnah says you can't do truma min a tolush al mechubar, v'lo min a mechubar al tolush. You can't do truma for something connected to the ground and something which is not connected, and vice versa. So he explains the Bar Tanura, because truma is only something which is haroma, and haroma is only something detached and not connected to the ground. So says the Tosfos Yontif, according to this, the Mishnah says you can't do from tolush al mechubar and mechubar and tolush, but hu adin mechubar and mechubar, because as long as it's connected to the ground, there's no truma. And it's a little he'aro in the Bar Tanura, the why, if so, the Mishnah says, mechuber atolosh, atolosh ha-mechuber. But al-Kulpani, the way that the Rav explains, so it's meaning that there's no truma when it's connected to the ground. But this is not such a great question of Shaya Pik, because Shaya Pik said, there's no mefeirish Mishnah. This Mishnah is clearly not mefeirish. Adarabah, the mashmos of the Mishnah is not like that. The problem is only when it's tolosh al-mechuber or mechuber al-tolosh. Mashmah mechuber and mechuber, you could do connected to the ground. But there's another Mishnah, Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. There it says, Yesh Bikurim Hashem B'Truma. There's something in Bikurim that Truma does not have. And what is it? Sheam Bikurim Niknim B'Mechubar Lakarka. There's Bikurim when it's connected to the ground. So as someone pointed out, Rabbi Shaya Pik himself has a Pirush on Mishnayas, which is called Yesh Seder L'Mishnah. It's printed on the Mishnayas in the back. So he says over there, he says, what is the explanation that Bikurim Nikim Mechub L'Kaka? Because Bikurim you could do when it's connected to the ground. As we know, the Medrash tells us someone goes down to his field and he sees a new fruit that is budding out from the tree. He ties a ribbon around it and he says, this is Bikurim. So clearly it happens when it's connected to the ground. Mashenkin Truma. Truma is something which you cannot do connected to the ground. And he brings our Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo matzinu truma mechub lakarka. So he adds in brackets, he says, I pointed out that over there that I don't know where is the source of the Mishnah that you cannot have truma mechub lakarka. Now he doesn't add anything else. So someone didn't understand what he meant to say is, maybe here is the source. Here's the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah tells us that Bikurim you could do when it's connected to the ground, mechub lakarka. And that is the difference between Bikurim and Truma. So here's a Mishnah that tells you that Truma you cannot do Mechub L'Karka. But Rabbi Shaya Pik adds one more sentence over there. He says, the Maskan of our Gemara is Lagabi Misa V'Choymesh. What does the Gemara tells us? The Gemara says that what we said that there's no Truma Mechub L'Karka is only regarding if someone eats it, he's not Chayav Miso, and if he did it B'Sheik, he doesn't have to pay Choymesh. But there is Truma when it's connected to the ground. Now, not so clear Rabbi Shaya Pik wants with this line. Could be means that that's what the Mishnah there in Bikurim says. Bikurim, it's full Bikurim. You know, the same halachas that apply to Truma apply to Bikurim regarding someone who eats it. So Bikurim, when it's connected to the ground, you have Misa V'Chaymish. And Truma, when it's connected to the ground, you don't have Misa V'Chaymish. That's what it's possible that Rabbi Shaya Pik is trying to say. But Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Siyah Chasodeh says there's a problem with that, because what is the reason that our Gemara says that truma you don't have when it's connected to the ground? Because it's not derech achila bekach. If someone will bend down and eat connected to the ground, bot lo daitas akol adam, that's why there's no misa in chaymish. So it's not a din in truma. It's a din in the way you eat. And if so, this thing should apply to Bikurim as well. The Mishnah there says, Bikurim, you have connected the ground. Truma not. But if the problem is that's not derech achilo, so that will apply to truma and bikurim as well. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so clearly it's not, we're not referring to that Mishnah there, because that Mishnah is not talking about this issue of mechubar lekarka. So I searched and found a few mefarshim to answer this question of Reb Chaim. What is the Sefer Divrei Pinchas over here? And the Divrei Pinchas tells us like this. You're right. Of course, Bikurim and Mechubar Lekarka doesn't work. But Bikurim has another thing. Bikurim, you're not going to be Chayav, Misa, and Choymish unless you bring the fruits to the house. And that's based on the Gemara and Makas Daf Yudches. So what do you have until you bring it to the house? You have Eser. Not Misa and Choymish, you have Eser. By Bikurim, the Eser is the same if it's connected to the ground or not connected to the ground. Because even if a person eats it shloik derech achilo, he still has an iser. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah there in Bikurim. By Bikurim, there's no difference before he reaches the house between connected or disconnected, attached or detached from the ground. And both of them is only an iser. Mashay ketrumo, before he reaches the house, if it's attached, so you don't have chiyuv miso. If you detach it, you have miso even if it didn't reach the house. So that's the difference between Bikurim and Trumo in the Mishnah over there. Another answer I saw is brought down the Sefer Yosher V'toiv. He says a very Gishmaka Einfeld. He says, what does the Gemara tell us? Why truma I don't have when it's Mechubar? Because if a person is bending down to eat the truma from the karka, so it's lo derech achila bekach. So he says, but Bikurim, many Bikurim grow on the trees. So if they grow on trees, I don't have to bend down. I just gotta go to the tree and eat connected to the tree. So in Meir, that's what the Mishnah there in Bikurim says. But Bikurim, there is Bikurim also when it's connected, if it's derech achila bekach, meaning if you don't have to bend down. But by Truma, you're not chayev in Truma until you don't do Mericho, which you don't finish it up. And that is shayech only by Tavua. Meaning, the case that we have in our Gemara, someone has the Tavua, he made a pile out of it, and then he replanted it. By fruits is not shayech, a person went, made a pile out of fruits, he then planted the fruits? No, then he planted the seeds. So I don't have over here Mericho. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that Bikurim you can have Mechubar Lekarka and Truma not, and according to these two explanations, so maybe the Mishnah and Bikurim will be the source to our Gemara, and maybe that's why Yishaya Pick is saying in that brackets over there, and it's safer. He said to the Mishnah, I mentioned that I don't know where it is, but maybe it is this Mishnah. It's just a fascinating discussion to find a source of a Mishnah. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.